With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Trampoline Hall podcast. I'm your host, Misha Globerman. Trampoline Hall is a lecture series that takes place in a bar, usually in Toronto, but sometimes elsewhere. People give lectures on all kinds of subjects. The one restriction is that they cannot speak on subjects on which they are professionally expert. It cannot be their job to know the thing. After each lecture, we take questions from the audience. Here's something. Normally at the live show, before the lectures start, I give an introduction. It is a very, very long introduction where mostly what I do is I explain to the audience how to ask good questions. And that's if you've listened to the podcast, you've heard the Q&A, and you might be amazed at how good the questions are. Well, that's why. It's because of the long intro. And a lot of people have said to me, Misha, why don't we just play the intro at the start of every episode? And the answer is because that would be crazy. The intro is super long. It's like 10 minutes long, and it would be way more than you'd want to hear at the start of every episode. But we are going to play it for you today. So today, instead of having a regular lecture, as a special episode of the podcast, we're going to play in full the entire introduction that I give, which has all sorts of instructions on how to ask good questions. So here it is, for your listening pleasure, the Trampoline Hall introduction. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming out. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. This is Trampoline Hall here at the Garrison in Toronto, which is, of course, in Canada, a country. I'm starting off with the information, the stuff that you already know, and then easing into the more informative. This is like the on-ramp, the information on-ramp. To use a metaphor from the 90s that I'm changing around. So the basic thing, this is Trampoline Hall, this is the show. The show has now started, but it hasn't really started. Like, if you're like, oh, I know what Trampoline Hall is, it's not just this. It's not just a guy telling you what Trampoline Hall is. It's more than that. And what I'll do is I will tell you, I've now completed the introduction to my introduction. I'm going to tell you what the show is like. And the reason I tell you what the show is like is if you haven't been here before, when the show happens, you won't be like startled or surprised. I don't want you to be caught off guard or be like, whoa, I didn't see that coming. I want you to be more like, whoa, I saw that coming. And I want you to feel, so when the show happens, you'll feel this feeling of like warm familiarity. You'll be like, oh, what does this remind me of? And you'll be like, oh, it reminds me of what that man was just saying 5 minutes ago. And you'll feel good and you'll feel comfortable, and the show will kind of unfold pretty much the way I describe it, and so you will come to trust me, which will be to my advantage in the long term. So that's if you have not been to the show before. If you have been to the show before, I deduce based on your behavior that you are the sort of person who, for entertainment, would like to go to a bar and listen to a man say the exact same thing he said last month. Yes! And once again, my promise to you is to make it even more the same this month than it was last month, until it is so much the same that it's just like very much the same. There's no analogy for that sameness. Ironic, isn't it, that there's no analogy for sameness, given that that's what analogy is all about. Whoa, people are like, blew my mind already, and the show hasn't even started yet. So the basic thing to know about the show is this. It is a show made up of lectures, which means at the beginning of the show, there'll be someone on the stage. At the beginning of the show, they will know something. At the end of the show, you will know the thing that they knew, and so you and they will have more in common. And our goal is to do this until everybody knows all the same things as everybody else, which will erase difference and, we believe, end war. That is our it's always a good way to get applause, is to come out opposed to war. We think we're about 70% of the way there thus far. So that's the progress that we're making. Oh, but the thing to know, so the lecturers, they'll say these things, but here's the thing I would tell you, is that the lecturers are forbidden from speaking on subjects on which they are professionally expert. That is the one rule, is what sets us apart in the highly competitive Toronto barroom lecture industry, is that one thing. And sometimes people say to me, Misha, is there some special thing I have to do during the lecture to get the knowledge from them? Should I like be making my knowledge grasping gesture? And the answer is no, there's no such thing as that. So don't worry about it. The knowledge will just come to you. But I will tell you this. If you're the kind of person who likes a little extra task or an extra challenge in life or just when you go out, I'll tell you this, which is that at the end of each lecture, there will be a question and answer period, or Q&A, as we call it in the lecture business, or lec biz. And if you know that, if you know there's going to be a Q&A, then you can plan accordingly. And we'd love to have your questions. In the Q&A, as in virtually all things in life, it is quantity that matters, with quality a very distant second. So what we really want from you is lots of people laugh in the face of quality. Ha, stupid quality, they say. I got lost. So we want lots of questions. We want them loud. That's sort of the quantity part. And for quality, you've probably heard it said that there's no such thing as a bad question. Whoever said that was either a fool or a charlatan. I'm going with charlatan, because of course there's such a thing as a bad question. Of course there is. And that might seem like sad news. So where are you booing the fact that there's a bad question? Someone hissed the bad... All right, yes, hiss the bad question, right. But because it's sad. It is sad. It's sad that there's such a thing as a bad question, but it also implies the happy part of that news, which is that it also implies there's such a thing as a good question. Sometimes people say to me, Misha, how do I know if my question is a good question? Good question, I reply, immediately putting them in a positive feedback spiral. Good question. A question is a good question. By definition, it must be a question. It should be in the interrogative mood or interrogative mode, depending on who you roll with. It should have like the squiggly line at the end. It should start with one of the question words. Do not think that you can just take a statement and raise the pitch at the end. That will not trick us. We've been doing this for a very long time. Or sometimes people will be like, could it not be said that? And then just say a statement and then just like make the question mark sign in the air. That will not fool us at all. We are much, much smarter than that. Also, if there are grammarians in the audience, and our research shows it's about 70% grammarians, because we advertise extensively in their journals. If there are grammarians in our audience, they will agree with me when I tell you there is no such grammatical construct as a two-part question. If you think you have a two-part question, you actually just have two questions. Ask the better of the two and save the crappy one for a less discriminating lecture series. So that's some ways to know if your question is good, by looking at the question. But then you can also try looking not at the question, but look at yourself. Look into your own heart in an honest spirit of non-judgment, as I'm sure you often do, and see to yourself what feelings do you have when you feel the question coming on? Maybe you feel curiosity, or as we call it, the question feeling. That's a good sign. That's an excellent feeling before the question. But maybe even you feel angry. Anger, I would say, maybe okay. If you're a little mad at the lecturer, you want to work that out through some productive dialogue, go for it, angry audience member. The feeling to watch out for, I would say, is pride. When you find your question coming on, you find yourself thinking, you know, up until this point in my life, I have not been accorded the respect that I deserve. But I feel like things are really going to turn around for me with this question. This is where I'm going to make my mark in the world. Look out, world. Here comes, insert your name here, and his or her question. That's the sort of thing that you should watch out for. Also, pay attention to your mental image. Just step back and picture yourself. Just picture yourself asking the question. Just look at the scene. Is everyone else tiny and you are enormous and possibly made of gold? Because if so, that is a sign that you might have a bad question. I want to stress, your bad questions are welcome, your good questions simply more so. So that's the basic thing to know. There will be a lecture, there will be a question and answer period, and you may be thinking, that sounds exhausting, please give us some sort of break. All right, granted, imaginary audience member, a break you shall have. We'll give you a 10-minute break, and you might be thinking, 10 minutes? I'm so wound up. How could I possibly relax in 10 minutes? That's why we have the lectures at a bar, and you can buy drinks at the bar, and they will relax you quickly. Your problems will go away. They've never done anyone a lick of harm, have lots of them. If you haven't tried drinks before, you are in for a treat. So get a bunch of those. Then we'll still have that lecture, and just have a break. Just do whatever you want, and then we'll have a second lecture, a second Q&A, a second break. where you do whatever you want, a third lecture, a third Q&A, and then a third break that goes on for the rest of your lives. So congratulations. You win freedom. So that's the basic thing that'll happen. Oh, what else I have to tell you? Oh, also you might be thinking, how are the lecturers chosen? I assume that, like all lecturers in our modern world today, they're chosen by either a heartless government bureaucracy or a cold computer algorithm. No, they're not. We still choose our lecturers the old-fashioned way. An actual human being just goes out into the world and chooses the lectures they find appealing. Last month, the lecturers were chosen by actually two humans, Angela Shackle and Braden Labonte. Next month, they'll be chosen by the remarkably human Lauren Bride. Ooh, people make a spooky noise when they hear his name. But this month, all lectures were chosen by perhaps the most human of all, Jordan Tannehill. So if you're watching the show tonight and it has a particularly Tannehillian edge, that is why that is the case. Is that something to tell you? What else I'll tell you? Also this. Sometimes people talk during the show. Our original solution to this was just to try to not let bad people come to the show. It turned out to be a remarkably inefficient strategy. So what we do instead is we just ask you to just, like, if someone talks during the show, just, like, shush them. Just turn around and go shh. And you'll know that you're so much better than them as a person, and they will know that too. And for some people, that in itself is worth the price of admission. Just get to feel superior to a stranger in a bar. So we encourage you to give that a shot. And if you're too afraid to confront them, just cover your mouth with the lapel of your suit and just go shh. And they'll feel bad, and they won't know where it came from, but you'll know it came from you. So congratulations. What else? Sometimes the lecturers forget to use the microphone, and then you can't hear them anymore. The natural thing to do when that happens is to smile politely as if you could hear them and pretend that everything is okay. But we encourage you instead to alert them, and every month we choose a special signal word that you can shout out. This month we have chosen microphone, as we have pretty much every month, for reasons that I think should be obvious to the listener. What else? Is there anything else I have to tell you? There might be other things I have to tell you, but even I am tired of me at this point. So I will introduce you to your first lecturer of the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, a very warm round of applause, please.
Trampoline Hall was created in Toronto in the 21st century by Sheila Hetty and is hosted by me. The podcast is produced by Josh Block. Our theme music was composed by Matt Smith. Trampoline Hall is a Sumo Audio podcast. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. If you enjoyed the podcast, it really helps us out if you want to leave a rating or review on iTunes. So please go ahead and do that. I'm Misha Globerman. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.